Hey guys, welcome back to the Nazi gals. Not the N-A-Z-I gals, the N-O-T-S-E-E gals. Because you can't see us. But today we will actually be talking about the Nazi party. More specifically, the medical aspect. But before we get started, let's introduce ourselves.
Hi guys, I'm Cerberus.
Hi, I'm Chi-Chi. Let's chit-chat.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Jupiter, and let's get to it.
So, have you ever just asked yourself, what does learning about the historical choices people made during the Weimar Republic, rise of the Nazi, and the Holocaust teach us about the power and impact of our choices today? Yeah, me neither. We were actually asked by a teacher, and this was our answer.
In Nazi Germany, an extreme radical ideology was used to justify human experimentation. False scientific ideas about the superiority of the German people and a desire to create a master race.
And the second one is, when you have high power, it is possible to test drugs and medication on people against their will. When a dictatorship takes complete control over a nation, free will is challenged and people are forced to decide whether they are going to stand up and fight or remain silent.
On the topic of human experimentation, Nazi doctors would often test the physical limits of Jewish people.
What would you say was the most extreme experiment they did?
The Nazi doctors would freeze their test subjects or the Jewish people to find the effects of hypothermia, and so they could find a cure for hypothermia for their own Nazi soldiers.
Interesting. The data they collected was certainly important to the well-known facts about hypothermia that we know today, but definitely was not a humane way to find that information.
Do you think using our current data collection experimentation ways, we could find the same data, but more morally correct?
Definitely. That is a severe possibility. We have heart monitors and temperature monitors that can tell us when the human body is starting to shut down and organs and stuff like that are slowing. So then we could get the person out of the cold environment faster and actually keep them alive instead of letting them die like they did in Nazi Germany.
True. What would you say is another experiment they would do on the Jewish people?
They would have experiments where they pushed people out of airplanes to test parachutes to see if they would open correctly or fast enough to where the person would survive. But oftentimes what happened was the parachute wouldn't work, so they would plummet to their death.
I think there was many better ways parachutes could be tested. Do you agree that we could have used, or not we, but the Nazi doctors could have used accurate weighted dummies?
For sure, they could have. There's lots of different things that weigh about the same as a human, especially in that time where people were not as heavy as they are now. Back in the 1900s, people were a lot more frail and skinny because not a lot of food was, like, surplused enough.
Especially coming out of the Great Depression like we did.
It was during the Great Depression.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. But let's not talk about my incorrectness right now. Did you know that there was another very well-known experiment that they would do?
Yes, the gas chambers.
Yes. What would they do with their gas chambers?
Well, they would put quite a few amount of people in them, and then they would test different amounts of chemicals in the gases and then different gases in general to see what was more effective.
Yes, that is true. They would do that. And honestly, I think it's good that it's so well known that something like that, as horrific as that, has happened. But still, I think it's terrible. Like, that has happened. Like, if you see like, really popular movie about Nazi Germany was The Boy in Striped Pajamas.
Yes.
And they showed little kids being gassed to death with mustard gas. And I think it's good information to have as a person to make sure that something like that can't happen again. But I feel like it went a little bit far as that.
Yeah, and that movie really kind of pulls on your heartstrings a little bit because you don't even get, like, a full bite of, like, really the horrible, horrible experiments they would do. You just get a little taste of the life that the people were living when they were in these concentration camps. It was not a good environment at all and horrible.
Do you think that the fact that Hitler and other Nazi influences, do you think that the fact that they had so much power had to play with the fact that stuff like this could have happened?
I mean, when Hitler came into power and he started, like, killing off people and really just making everything towards, like, his way or no way, people started realizing, like, oh, man, we kind of messed up. And then all the Jews tried to resist, even though most of them kind of were killed off if they did, and it was really bad. And then they all got captured and forced into these concentration camps. And definitely, like, having that much power can really make people scared.
Do you think knowing that one person having that much power or one small group having that much power, do you think that has influenced our knowledge and choices that we make today?
Yeah, definitely. The way that we govern our society, I know that, like, unless something really horrible happens, like, that won't happen anytime soon because of the way our government is, and we've learned from it, and we've applied different aspects of governing that we now have a more secure and safe way of supporting our people and governing.
Yes. On another topic, let's talk about free will in Nazi Germany.
When Adolf Hitler came to power, he was trying to create a mass race of pureblood Germans.
What would he do if you weren't pure German?
Well, mostly because he believed that the Jewish community living in Germany was, like, making their society, like, suffer, and, like, they were the cause because they weren't pureblood German and their religion was obviously different from, like, the rest of the Jewish, not the Jewish, but, like, the German society. He would put them in concentration camps, like we mentioned earlier, and kill them off, torture them, and strike fear in the community of non-Germans.
Do you think that even though, like, he would take people and put them into concentration camps, do you think he would even give them the choice of death over going to the concentration camp?
Well, their free will was challenged because they were scared. I believe that when you're scared, you want to go along with what, like, the people that are in charge are telling you what to do. And if you don't, like, you're scared of getting killed or hurt severely or having people taken away from you that you love dearly, which was what was happening in concentration camps.
Do you think that even though they didn't have free will to do what they want, they're still holding on to the hope that they would soon be out of this situation?
Hope is strong, and that's what a lot of people, like, rely on mostly when they're in tough situations. So I can only assume that all the people that were in concentration camps and being tortured and being told that they can't do things because they were in the place in society that they were being run by Hitler and the Nazi Party.
Do you think that to say of the component of power has something to do with this? Like, and do you think we have learned anything from that? experience.
Yeah, when somebody has great power over a lot of things, and it kind of puts people in their place and saying, like, wow, like, I can't really do anything about this. And even if they, like, do stand up and resist, it's just one voice in, like, one person. And if they get, like, a small group, the power that Adolf Hitler had was just roaring over them, and he could, like, say that that's just, like, a bleep on my radar, like, doesn't even matter, and, like, have his followers, like, take care of that and basically, like, stop what they're doing.
Do you think that he thought he was so powerful that nothing else mattered? Like, he could just have control over all these people?
Well, he was powerful enough to start World War II.
True. Yeah. He was a very powerful man.
I mean, killed a lot of people, was the cause of World War II, was the cause of lots of debates and...
He killed 6 million people, too. Well, he didn't personally kill 6 million people, but he had 6 million people killed.
Yeah, all of the deaths are related to Hitler. Having
so much power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember that question we were talking about in the beginning? Everything we just talked about is going to help us answer that question. When a group or person has too much power, as in a dictatorship, it can lead to many bad things. Like the Holocaust, for example, was very bad, and all because of a dictatorship. In history, dictatorships have led to nothing but really severely bad outcomes. And so we learned in our choices today from trying to avoid a dictatorship at all costs have led to what the thriving society that we have now.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of our episode. Hope you enjoyed, Mr. Miller, and all of our dear fans. All one of them. Tune in soon for the next episode. I don't know what it'll be about, but it'll be really good. Deuces, my gooses!
Get ready for some upcoming bloopers. Let's get it.
On the topic of Nazi human... On the topic of human experimentation, Nazi doctors would often test the physical limits of Jewish people.
What was the most extreme test they would do?
Fun fact, they would freeze people so they could try to find a cure for hypothermia.
I bet their data... Well... Wow. Hey, do you remember?
Oh my god.
Why am I like this?
Because I whispered at you. I was like, hey,
we're almost done.
Hey, do you remember that question we talked about in the beginning? About how...
<There's> like, No, I don't remember that question. Sorry, what were you talking about? I felt sick.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Miller is going to be listening to our bloopers.
He's gonna be like, that's a choice. You didn't have to make that choice, but it's a choice.
He's gonna listen to all of this and be like, wow, these girls really...
She's gonna be like,
really, or something.
She's gonna be like, next time they ask to make a podcast, I'm just gonna say, write an essay. Like, just, how about you write an essay?
She's gonna be like, free will for you guys? Nope.
No, that's so wrong. That's not free will, bro. He would be making a suggestion, not taking away our free will. He would be like, could you just not. This time, try something like writing a formal essay. Maybe it's better than...
If we actually put that in, though, as a blooper.
There's a demon in my hallway.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry, Mr. Miller.
Miller,
this is a hot mess, but we had fun, so...
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I love this as, like, our actual ending. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, screw it.
I love how she had to leave early, so then it's just us.
So, like, half of it's, like, just us, and then Leah's there, like, twice.
No, Leah, she like, did wrote a lot everything. Of work. She really did. I love Leah.
She wrote so it out for us. I mean, we gave her the ideas, but she wrote it out for us.
So. Well, not everything. I mean, like, we definitely we had to improv a lot.
We had to improv a lot.
Yeah, this is a hot mess. Okay, ending this now. Okay,
bye.
Thanks. We love school.